If the reason Christians are on earth is to evangelize, why do you emphasize Bible teaching and doctrine in your sermons instead of just preaching the gospel? That's a very good question, and I'll tell you the answer to that. The answer is simply this. First of all, you can't preach the gospel if you haven't learned the gospel. People have to be taught the doctrines of the gospel. But beyond that, if you're going to be effective as a Christian, it's not just what you say about the gospel, it's what you live about the gospel. And Christian maturity, Christian strength, Christian character is developed by learning the Word of God. It's how we grow. As babes desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow. If you want to grow up in Christ and be a mature Christian whose life is credible, whose life demonstrates the power of Christ, whose life is an example and a model of the transforming grace of the gospel, then you must feed on the Word of God. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we teach God's people the Bible. We teach them sound doctrine, not only that they would know the doctrines of the gospel so they could rightly preach them, but so that they would grow in grace and the knowledge of the truth, because it's as they mature that they become effective in their testimony. Also, learning the Word of God protects the believer from being led astray. You can be out there witnessing to somebody who's in a false religious system or believes error, and if you don't know sound doctrine, you might become a victim of their error. The Word of God is very necessary to strengthen us as we go out to do the task of evangelism.